The Health Minister has given assurances that most frontline border staff will have been tested for COVID-19 by the end of today. There's been confusion over testing of staff who work at the borders and in isolation hotels following revelations that more than two-thirds of them have never been tested for the virus. Meanwhile, health officials have yet to pinpoint the source of the community outbreak in Auckland. Anusha Bradley reports.
This morning, the Health Minister said testing was only mandatory for border staff with symptoms of COVID-19. But at the 1 o'clock news conference, Chris Hipkins said testing was now compulsory for workers who came into direct contact with passengers, and most would be tested today.
There are over 280 staff who work on the front line of the border at the Auckland International Airport. Over the last 24 hours, on-site testing has ensured that most of these staff have been tested, and the few remaining to be tested will be done so over today and tomorrow.
That hasn't always been the case. A border worker who did not want to be named told RNZ that until now, testing for staff has been completely ad hoc.
We have been on at them about getting a regular testing program. There has been sporadic efforts to place testing units at the airport randomly, but there is no protocol or procedures around you must be tested every week or every fortnight, or it's all the onus is on really on the individual whether they pitch up to a testing station.
She says many staff have not had proper training in infection control, and she's seen cleaners armed with only gloves being exposed to potentially contaminated material.
So yeah, they put their right in the bin, right up to their armpits, and pull out used gloves, ear probe, thermometer covers, potentially highly contaminated items. So that things like that are a worry.
The Ministry of Health did not respond to questions from RNZ about the lack of PPE or infection control for staff at the border. The National Secretary for Unite Union, Jared Heer, says managed isolation and quarantine hotel workers have also raised concerns about the lack of regular testing.
This lack of clarity is the problem in itself. The people don't know what the system is or know what's supposed to happen. When the system fails, no one actually picks it up.
Chris Hipkins says testing for hotel workers has since ramped up.
2,459 people who work in managed isolation or quarantine facilities. Of those, 1,435 have been tested in the last 48 hours.
Increased testing of port staff is also underway, and Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says Ports of Auckland is a particular focus as officials try to figure out the source of the latest cluster.
We have been rolling out testing at the 17 ports around the country, and Auckland was one of those. And the testing over this next few days is because Auckland is clearly where this outbreak is. So we want to test border staff at both the maritime and air border. But also, yes, as part of our investigation, just to follow that chain of the Americold goods that might have come in and through the port and been transported to that Mount Wellington depot. So
Dr. Bloomfield says COVID-19 tests in Auckland are being prioritised as they try to pinpoint where the community transmission of the virus originated from. For Checkpoint, Anusha Bradley.